Hello and welcome to SearchCIO.com. My name is Karen Guglielmo. I'm the editor of the site and would like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on risk management. Today I'm joined by Ross Armstrong, Senior Research Analyst at Infotech Research Group. At Infotech, Ross is an analyst focusing on IT security, legislative and regulatory compliance, and the healthcare industry. Today, Ross is joining us to talk about risk management and also offer some advice on how you can build a cost-effective risk management plan. Welcome, Ross.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Great. Today, we're here to talk about risk management. Before we begin our question and answer session, can you just give our audience a brief overview of today's topic?
Sure thing. Risk management has been a hot topic in recent years, and I see no reason for this to change in 2007. In fact, I think that what we're going to see is even more attention paid to risk management, especially as compliance requirements continue to grow, security threats increase, and IT executives are pressured to mitigate risk while justifying every penny they spend. So really, I see a much greater awareness of and focus on risk management in 2007, which is good. However, there are still too many IT professionals out there that use the word risk without knowing its real meaning and its relation to business support. So to really know the meaning of risk, you have to understand how your company views risk. You know, you need to sit down and talk to business unit leaders and find out what processes, procedures, and tools are in place that help them identify or prioritize or manage risk. You know, a best case scenario is having a risk management group within the enterprise that can guide you throughout this process. The worst case scenario is finding out that the company has no concept of risk. So if this is the case, it's still your responsibility as an IT executive to make effective business decisions. So what I'd like to talk about today is how IT should address risk effectively in order to strengthen the enterprise's security posture as well as its decision-making abilities.
Thanks, Ross. Now let's get started on our Q&A and possibly address some of the questions and issues that CIOs are facing today on risk management. So let's start with the basics. What would you say is risk, and where would you say it comes from?
That's a pretty meaty question. Risk, in a nutshell, risk is the certainty of actions and their likely consequences. High certainty means low risk. Low certainty means high risk. Every enterprise and every department within an enterprise faces different risks. These risks usually take the form of threats to the current viability or future success of the business. Effective IT leaders move the business forward by consistently mitigating risk. Conversely, ineffective leaders fail to recognize critical threats and, as a result, frequently fail to add value to the business by protecting it. Risk itself comes from a variety of origins. You have external risks such as natural disasters or events like the September 11th attacks, all of which demonstrate the critical importance of a risk management program. Emerging business models can also create risk. So market trends such as offshoring, outsourcing, and global supply chains create new risks that must be addressed on an enterprise-wide basis. Regulations and regulatory compliance, the ones that come to mind are Sarbanes-Oxley, Basel II, HIPAA, Gramm-Leach-Bliley, and the USA Patriot Act, and they're all driving the need to manage risk in broader terms. Then you have, your other more traditional risk categories, such as, financial risks, operational risks, strategic risks, and technology risks, of course, which we're going to focus on today, which arise from, either reliance on obsolete systems, failed technology, hacking, viruses, and so forth.
So how would you say CIOs should really try to convince their bosses that risk management is important and can add value to the business?
Well, you need to demonstrate, first of all, that at the end of the day, risk is a business issue, not an IT issue. As an IT professional, however, it's your job to be a strategic enabler of corporate goals and objectives as they relate to risk management. So, you take security as a prime example. Security is an area that is administered and controlled by IT, but it's really up to the business to decide how, where, which, and when security IT solutions will be put into place. So it's really about executive management's mindset. So risk, and in particular IT security, is not necessarily a technology issue. It just uses technology answers. IT managers and CIOs who do not understand the meaning of risk and the criticality of risk management are making business decisions with one arm tied behind their backs and another hand covering their eyes. A successful IT organization uses risk management best practices to help the enterprise mitigate threats to the enterprise. So effective risk management can help the IT decision maker protect and add value to the enterprise and its shareholders by improving decision making and project prioritization, providing a structured understanding of what threats are, contributing to efficient allocation of resources and optimizing operational efficiency.
Now, going back to even the basics that we talked about before, how as a CIO do you know if your enterprise is at risk? Are there any signs that they should look for?
The most proactive way to find out if you're at risk is to conduct a risk assessment. You know, depending on the size of the organization, what industry it's in, I mean, the complexity of that risk assessment is going to vary. So it can be either something very basic or something that's much more complex. But regardless of the approach, a risk assessment involves compiling threat scenarios, much like those that would be generated during disaster recovery planning, for example. You would also gather the risk categories that we discussed a few questions ago, and of course, a comprehensive list of business critical and mission critical systems. So once you've compiled a list of all the categories and areas that are relevant to your systems, you will be ready to conduct that risk assessment. So you start by creating threat scenarios or profiles, alongside a current detailed map of the organization's network.
In addition to the risk assessment plan, or as part of the risk assessment plan, does it also help you show what's most at risk in your IT infrastructure?
Absolutely. In terms of the actual IT infrastructure, you can find out what's most at risk by taking it a step further and performing a vulnerability assessment. Vulnerability assessments allow IT to be more proactive in securing their systems by identifying the weaknesses that could be exploited in their systems, and then also by predicting the effectiveness of additional security measures for protecting information resources from attack. So although it is possible to conduct security vulnerability assessments in-house, best practices dictate that you bring in an outside authority to conduct the tests for you to ensure objectivity.
Interesting. And you talked before about possibly having a risk management team within your organization. Is that realistic for all organizations and company sizes, or is that mostly for the bigger enterprises?
Well, I think it definitely applies to mid-size organizations and, of course, the larger organizations, which are going to work hand-in-hand with other groups such as internal audit teams and security teams and what have you. Risk management teams within a small enterprise, small enterprises are largely restricted by fewer resources, and this is a pinch that a lot of small enterprises are feeling with compliance with Sarbanes-Oxley. So in that regard, you need to have at least one person who is in charge of risk management and can take full ownership of that issue.
Okay, that makes sense. Back to the infrastructure question we were talking about before. How do you know if one infrastructure element is, say, more critical than another?
Yeah, this is where a business impact analysis comes into play. So you've conducted your risk assessments, you've conducted your vulnerability assessment. Then we move on with that information to business impact analysis. The overall purpose of a business impact analysis is to put an approximate dollar value on what interruptions in functionality will cost the organization. So the BIA justifies the expenditures necessary for developing a thorough disaster recovery plan by appropriately balancing the cost of the plan against the value of the resources and the potential impact on the organization. So, by all means, the enterprise must kick off a business impact analysis for all components of the IT infrastructure, as well as other risk areas such as personnel, physical security, and business continuity planning.
Okay, so now actually let's just turn to spending and money. How do IT executives determine where to spend their budget money, say, in regards to risk management?
They do this by aligning risk with mitigating technologies. So after the business impact analysis and the vulnerability assessments have been conducted, you know what's most at risk, what it's going to cost you if those risks are actually exploited. So by then, you take that information and use it to drive purchasing decisions by, like I said, aligning risk with those risk mitigating technologies. So you know, for example, like point security tools are falling by the wayside. So the organization might determine that they're going to stop buying tools with only a single security function and instead invest in integrated solutions such as unified threat management devices for the gateway and security suites for the desktop. You know, while such tools do not offer all of the required integration, they streamline management to a degree and improve security, which may come from the business impact analysis, for example, that the organization really wants to start focusing on centralizing their IT security by using whatever means available.
Great. Now, I know we've talked a lot about the planning and getting set up for risk management and making decisions, but what about long term? What are specific ways that CIOs can manage risk for the long term?
There's a couple of things CIOs can do for that. First of all, they can manage risk long term by implementing cohesive, enforceable policies and internal controls. Policies should always be the guiding documents for risk management at all levels of the organization. Technologies such as endpoint security, for example, will allow for the seamless enforcement of policy, but until that time, the policies of the organization must make sense from both a business risk point of view, as well as the support that the technological tools are going to provide for those policies. Also long term, I would advise using a best practices framework such as COBIT or ISO 17799 to guide and drive and inform policy creation. These frameworks can help you focus on core IT processes and help determine how IT will identify detective manual controls that can and should be eventually transformed into preventive automated controls that your risk management initiatives will ultimately govern. And the best part is that these frameworks are freely available, though, you know, proprietary tool sets or consultants may cost a few dollars.
Got it. Now, since we're talking about long term, how do you say, or how would you suggest CIOs measure their progress going forward?
I would suggest they measure their progress going forward by using metrics to gauge success. Metrics are measurable business processes that can help paint a picture of the company's overall state of health with regard to risk. So in addition to providing a snapshot of the enterprise's current state of risk, metrics can be used to measure and respond to changing requirements over time, because risks will also change over time. So in the case of security, you know, we've seen already that there exist many different types of risk across a multitude of business areas. So since IT is in charge of information security, it's up to the CIO to establish and use security metrics that will tell the security story to executives and shareholders. So each IT professional will have to adapt or modify security metrics to their own unique business processes and threat scenarios.
Got it. And finally, the big question of the day, I'd say, is how would you suggest CIOs justify the cost of risk management to their bosses?
Return on investment. You know, it's a simple calculation for the most part. With particular regard to security, you can calculate return on security investment. So while a basic return on investment calculation can include revenue generation, cost savings, or increased productivity, it's usually the new revenue part of the equation that drives traditional ROI calculations. Security ROI, or return on security investment, ROSI as it's known, is more about risk mitigation and is better expressed as a cost-saving initiative. So it's very important to understand the relationship between security investment and risk mitigation, even if you don't end up using those formal calculations.
Great. And on that note, that concludes today's podcast. Thanks again to Ross Armstrong for taking the time to speak with us today, and thank you all for listening.